Hello, welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It is the show where I drive from point to point and try to get to the point. Today, it is a blistering, awful day in New England. Oh my god. It is 8:30 in the morning and the car is already reading 92 degrees, which really sucks. Today's point is, I've been thinking a lot about, just kind of in the back of my mind while working on some of the video projects I have and, using that teleprompter I mentioned the other day that I ended up designing in 3D printing. I'm in this kind of weird, I don't know, like maybe it's just Logan is finally rubbing off of me with all of his open source unitasker solutions that are finally rubbing off on this guy who prefers to just use Apple products. But I have had this kind of like kernel of just make my own shit in the back of my mind again. It kind of comes in waves, but before this whole video game thing, like before 70% complete, I had kind of run a small furniture business, I guess. And part of that was just kind of scratching my own itch and making the furniture that I wish had existed. And part of that was making this really cool desk that I liked a lot. Had cool like add-ons and stuff. And just, it was nice to be able to make my own stuff. And I have some handy ability with tools and I have 3D printer, a CNC router at home. Like I have over-indexed in tools that I will use maybe 5 or 6 times a year, but man, those 5 or 6 times a year I really need it, and hell yeah, it's nice that it works. But I've started to think more about that as kind of the 70% complete stuff picks up traction and I want to have more stuff. Logan and I were talking offline a couple days ago, and it all was kind of spurred on. I have a Canon, what is it, an SL1, I think. It's like one of the Rebel cameras from 2013, 2014. It's like a perfectly fine camera, but it's always, you know, as these things go, unless you're like fully devoted to photography, you end up defaulting to the camera you have readily available, which is my phone. And I think ever since the iPhone 14, the like sensor size in the iPhone was as big as my Canon DSLR. So, you know, it even made less sense. But I've been trying to get that camera to work for streaming and video projects. But it's an old camera. Like it is an old camera from before that paradigm existed. Like, you know, what we're talking 6 years pre-pandemic. So the idea of using a digital camera as a webcam just was like not a thing most people were doing. So the functionality does not exist really for that camera through Canon, which I guess kind of makes sense. Like, why would you support an old camera in that kind of way? I think the firmware, the last firmware update for that camera was like 2016. Kind of bringing this all together, I stumbled across a thing called Magic Lantern, which is a open source like firmware update and camera update that just gives you a load of cool shit to do. And so the first part of it, I was thinking that, you know, I even looked at it, was because it allows for time lapse. So my camera, the Rebel One, or yeah, the Rebel SL1, I think is what it's called, doesn't have the ability to do a time lapse. But with a firmware update, it can, which is pretty neat. And by using Magic Lantern, I can kind of get it to work, which I've been mostly thinking because I've been watching a lot of Scott Ujan videos lately, and he has these incredibly sick looking 3D printer time lapses, which I'm looking to mimic or like put a cool style spin on it for the things that I'm about to talk about. So I put Magic Lantern on here. I'm still waiting on a HDMI capture card to come in so I can actually use that as a webcam. That should be arriving today, I think. But, you know, stay tuned. Look forward to that. A lot of this just stems from, like, I enjoy making the videos that I've made so far, and there's always just, like, these tiny 5% nuisances that I wish I could fix. And, like, a super, super silly one is that all of my videos up to this point I have filmed on an iPhone, and I filmed them in cinematic mode, so it has the kind of that depth of field look, which is good. Like, I think the processing there is really nice, and it makes the videos look good. The problem is that sometimes it has weird focus pulls, and it, you know, can change depending on how I'm moving, and it's, you know, with the background that I have, it's kind of busy, so it's you know, it, the computer gets a little angry when I try to, you know, select stuff to pick as, like, the actual focus. So, you know, by getting this camera to work, I'm hoping that I can just kind of set and forget the focus and, like, not worry about it. There's also a really silly limit, and I imagine it's just, like, because the iPhone is a small piece and does not have large cooling apparatus. But there's a limit on cinematic videos to 5 minutes, and if you look at the runtime of most of my YouTube videos, they are more than 5 minutes. So I have to chunk them out, and there is, like, a moderate amount of stress of, like, making sure I know how much time is left on that 5 minute roll time, so I don't end up, like, talking past that and kind of losing a big chunk of footage that I never recorded. So this Magic Lantern thing, I'm hoping, is going to be, like, a big boon to my shooting. And, you know, more of that stuff is that teleprompter. Like, because I designed it myself and 3D printed it, now I can kind of take the mounting structure that I had made for the iPhone, and I can make a new mount to go on the end of my camera. So, like, you know, this is now, it's not an open source solution, but it is, like, a reusable solution that I made. And yeah, like, maybe if I had just spent the, you know, $150, $200 on the Elgato one, like, this would be an easier, less annoying process. But I think now that I have all of these tools, and I've spent, you know, 6-7 years at this point learning how to do, like, 3D modeling and, like, technical drawing and all of that stuff, the making my own stuff, like, designing my own products, like, even if that product is for user of one, is nice. Like, it's a very fulfilling creative outlet. So it's something that I've been thinking about more with the channel too, with, like, where Logan and I want to take 70% complete, because, like, yes, it is ostensibly a, like, it's a video game website, right? Like, we want to make content about the video games that we like. It all started with Codex, and, you know, we like video game lore. We like talking about games. Logan really likes talking about the mechanics of games and, you know, the spreadsheets and numbers behind it. Go check out that Night Rain episode, or Helldivers if you want to hear more about that. But we also have this other side of us, and it's something that we've been trying to find a way to put out on the channel, because I think it is something that is kind of uniquely us. Like, it's hard to stand out in the gaming space, right? Like, everyone now has a way to play video games, and the video game streamer has become, like, an aspiration for 7-year-olds, and, like, that's, it's a really crowded space to stand out in. And, like, being a person who likes to write video essays and less about streaming, like, being known in the video game space as a personality, let's say, is difficult. Like, it's hard work, and I don't know how much of a stomach Logan and I have for that, but what we do have a stomach for is tinkering, and kind of showing our process. I know we've talked for a long time, Logan and I, about the running joke of how many of those damn Dazor lamps he has, And he's always talked about doing like a tear down and rebuild video and like project on it. And like, there's not a ton of those Dazor lamps out there, but it is something that like, as we kind of talk about what the future of 70% complete looks like, it is, you know, still over indexing on the game side because that's, you know, it's media, like that is the primary media that we ingest and kind of want to talk about and experience. But there is also this part of, you know, we see it in the Night Rain and the Helldivers episode, but you can kind of see it in my video essays too, of, you know, we want to see how this stuff works and like what makes it tick. And the tech part of it is like, I want to show off this magic lantern thing, you know, like I want to show off the teleprompter that I made because I think it's an interesting story. And I have some other projects that I'm working on. Like one of them is a like a lamp design that is, you know, should, you know, the intent there is that it is a less than $100 lamp that you can make yourself with some of the stuff that I put together. And I like those stories because I think the thing that has drawn me to, you know, even, you know, it's branding and marketing, but the thing that's drawn me to Apple products, or the thing that has drawn me to a lot of the products that I still love, you know, looking at a lot of the CW&T products that I own, the Time Since Launch, and the Pen Type B and Pen Type C, is that the like products have the ability to tell a story, and you know we kind of have that a little bit in games, but I love me a chair, you know, like I love me a good dining chair that is made by a designer who has a story to tell. And I think that a lot of the challenge of selling stuff, as you know, seen in my past of running a furniture business but maybe not succeeding at running a furniture business, is that like marketing is just as much telling a story as it is media buys. And if that story is compelling, people will watch it, they will listen to it, and maybe they'll buy it. And I think that I'm less interested in the maybe people will buy it part anymore because I just want to make the things that I want. But there is a part of me that thinks that maybe that is a compelling thing for you, like for you, the listener, for you, the viewer, that, you know, the enthusiasm of us making stuff, of like us learning about, you know, that I want to play around with a Raspberry Pi now, you know, like this magic lantern thing is really cool. I want to, you know, find a way to make this lamp because I think it's really neat. There are a lot of really good ideas that we've just kind of floated around and not really done anything with that. I think it's time for us to get out there and actually make that stuff and make it real. So I'm kind of excited about the notion of doing that because hopefully, you know, this is kind of like a running theme with this show at this point, but I just want to make things, and I want things to exist in the world that inspire other people to look at new things and try stuff out, because I think that there's just a lot of bummers out there right now. And even if you're in like a teeny tiny tight-knit community, like, you know, I have a really nice community of friends that I've met online and in our Discord that, you know, I was invited into this group because people liked the things that I did. And now we get to talk about creative stuff all the time. And I think that more people, I think that more young males, perhaps, could use a little bit of friendliness and kindness on the internet, and, you know, have an outlet that is creative and that is like, you know, progressive, capital P progressive, for them to kind of find something. And, you know, as we kind of come to terms with the state of the world, that is starting to become the place where I want to make an impact, you know, like, I think that we can foster a group of people on the internet who like making things, like in enjoying the things that other people make and feeling this inspiration to go out and try something new. And I'm hoping that is kind of what 70% Complete can do in the future. And that kind of starts with, you know, showing our process and just like finding new ways to excite people with new technology or new applications of old technology, or just like raw curiosity and creativity that maybe doesn't lead anywhere, but it's a fun story. So yeah, that's my point for today. Thanks for hanging out with me on this drive. Like I said, join us in the Discord. It's a really good spot. It's pretty small, but it is a tight-knit community of people who really like to chat and talk about all things creativity and games, obviously. I'm there. Eric, a friend from Short Game Long Talk, is there, along with his co-host Jess. There's a couple of other good folks in there making video essays or streaming, and it's a good spot. Otherwise, you can hit me up on Blue Sky if you have topics, if this sounds like an interesting concept to you, or hey, if you think that this is crazy, that you think you can change the world by making a video about a lamp, I guess I want to hear that. Otherwise, 70%complete.com is the website. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow. See ya.